When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get in
zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free. Get in
zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Born to love. Hi, everyone. I'm Ellie Kemper.
I'm Scott Eckert.
And this is our podcast, Born to Love, where every week we have a guest on the show to talk about something, anything in the world that they love. Today, who do we have, Scott?
Jane Lynch.
Maybe you heard of her?
I have. World famous comedian Jane Lynch coming in to talk to us about, what is it, Ellie?
She loves The Simple Life and not the TV show. Scott, this is so funny. We've had guests on in the past where I have to clarify that we're not talking about a TV show. We're talking about actually having a simple life.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a simple life. Seems like she would have a complicated life, but who knows? I guess that's what she's going to tell us all about.
Can't wait, Scott. How the heck was your week?
My week was great, Ellie. For something I love this week, Ellie, I think I picked something close to universal. I went to a backyard barbecue here in LA. It's brisk out.
Yeah.
But it's not too brisk. And a lot of people here in Los Angeles, they've got pools.
Yeah.
But not just any pool. This one had a hot tub.
Oh, no.
I got in that hot, hot water, that steamy water, the air brisk and cool all around.
Oh, boy.
It was a delight.
Okay.
I don't want to get in a hot tub when it's hot. I want to get in a hot tub when it's cold. And that's just what this was.
Warm up those bones. Scott? I want to piggyback on what you just said. I'm not sure if it's technically piggybacking, but I'm going to respond to what you just said, okay?
Lay it on me.
I don't think that is a universal love.
What?
Not everybody loves a hot tub, Scott. Sometimes they're too hot. Sometimes they dry out your skin. Sometimes it's too hot outside to get into a hot tub. I don't think everyone loves a hot tub.
Fair enough. I'm sure there's some exceptions that prove the rule, but now I'm going to put you on the spot, Ellie.
I'm ready.
Do you love hot tubs?
Love it. You thought I was going to be one.
I was worried. I was worried you're going to be a stick in the mud, but no.
Nope. I love a hot tub. And I couldn't respond fast enough because I knew exactly what trail you were going down. I was just sticking up for all the non-hot tub lovers who don't have a voice right now because you and I are the only ones speaking. Guys, I'm here to protect you. You don't have to love a hot tub. Pregnant women.
That's a good one. You know, a pregnant woman. There's a whole list of people that now that you mention it that are not supposed to be in hot tubs. But I'm not on that list, and I had a great time. In fact, I made a hot tub discovery, Ellie.
Oh, boy.
I did something in a hot tub that I venture to guess that you might never have done, but might be your new favorite thing.
Okay.
I ate in a hot tub, but not just anything. I had a chocolate sundae in a hot tub.
What the was your week? What is this world up
Wait, have
to?
Have you ever heard of such decadence? Eating an ice cream sundae in a hot tub?
In Los Angeles on a brisk fall day? Was this a child's birthday party?
I mean, there were children there, Ellie, but it wasn't like a kid's birthday party. It was just people hanging out. It was people hanging out, eating ice cream, and also getting in the hot tub. And I decided, why not combine these two things I love? Never done it before. Now, every time I go to a hot tub, I want to buy a pint of ice cream on the way to the hot tub.
Was your body just like hot, cold, hot, cold?
Yes, that's right. My body was like hot, 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 and my mouth was like cold, 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 cold. Oh boy.
Scott, I love the immersion or mixture of all sensations, all temperatures, all feelings. I want to know if you were the only member of your family in the hot tub.
I will tell you the truth. I was roundly mocked for eating the sundae in the hot tub. Everybody thought that it was really funny that Dad / Scott eating ice cream in the hot tub.
Were you the only eater in the tub?
I was the only one. And then as soon as everybody pounced, then nobody else wanted to try it out for fear of being ridiculed. But I embraced it. Cause I want to make it a weekly deal. And I want to call it Sundays in the Pool with Scott.
Scott, I'm all in. Okay.
Sundays in the pool
Sundays
with Scott.
In the pool with Scott. And you mean hot tub, right?
I mean it's a hot tub, yeah, but it doesn't have the same. It has a better ring if it's Sundays in the pool with Scott. I want to do like a spin-off podcast where we invite guests into the hot tub. And I don't know, maybe we don't even speak. Maybe we just enjoy our Sundays and we call it Sundays in the Pool with Scott.
I love Scott. I just want to, I'm pitching, I'm brainstorming, I'm spitballing. Could it be Sundays in the Tub with Scott? It's just because I said tub earlier. I liked it. It's my idea. Of course, I love it.
Sundays in the Tub with Scott is definitely better.
Yeah.
Anyway, nothing better. Next time you're in a Holiday Inn or something, grab a pint of Haagen-Dazs and go nuts.
Scott, sometimes it takes an artist to shine a light on what I know and understand to be true, which is my love of hot tubs. But I had forgotten that. So thanks for shining that light. Again, if you don't love a hot tub, you're safe here. We're not trying to say it appeals to everybody. Scott and I happen to love it. Scott added some sundaes to the magic formula of hot tubs, and I couldn't be happier.
We are lovers, not haters. Another lover, I assume, I don't know what she thinks about hot tubs or ice cream. My guess is she loves both, is Jane Lynch, Ellie.
Jane Lynch. Jane Lynch is a five-time, not one, not two, not three, not four, five-time Emmy Award-winning actor, comedian, and singer. She starred as Sue Sylvester in the wildly popular musical comedy series Glee, and she has appeared in countless other movies and TV series such as, oh, I don't know, Best in Show, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Party Down, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Only Murders in the Building. And on top of all of that, the lady sings! This holiday season, she'll be touring across the country performing festive classics from her album, A Swingin' Little Christmas. Tickets are available on her website. She does that tour with Kate Flannery, who's my friend.
Your friend Kate Flannery from The Office, yes.
Jane Lynch is a national treasure. We are so happy to have her on the show today. She's going to talk about her love of a simple life. So when we get back, we'll be back with Jane Lynch. We're here right now with Jane Lynch. Jane, hi.
Hi, folks. Hi, Ellie. Hi, Scott.
Jane, thank you so much for being on our show. We are so excited to talk about. I want you to use the words to describe what you love because I don't want to botch it.
It's the simple life. Give me the simple life.
I kept clapping. I thought you were going to keep going, which is all I
know. I don't think I know the rest of the song. Jane, I just know that much.
You don't need
look,
to
I'm
know
I'm already
the rest.
Flushing. I'm embarrassed already. Look at this.
I don't know why you're flushing. I'm flushed with
you
joy.
You should be flushing.
I should be flushing. I should be flushing.
Scott. Scott. I should be flushing most of all. No doubt about it.
Jane, what do you love? You're a woman. And Scott and I talked about this in our little introduction. You could have a very complicated life, you know, if you chose to.
I could, yes.
What do you love about a simple life?
Well, what I love about a simple life, and it's something that I've been doing, taking things away, it's probably been happening since I was like 40. And yet, I have consumer bulimia, which means I know it's a terrible thing to laugh about. We're going to get emails about this. I buy and I consume. And then I look at my house and go, what am I doing? I want the simple life. And so I purge. I don't send it back because usually it's past the 30 days.
Yep.
And also I have a story about what they do at Amazon with things you return, which I will get to. So I purge. I go to Goodwill. I call friends, especially my tall friends. And look, I have these jeans that I bought. They're never going to fit me. Would you like them? But if you buy something from Amazon and you send it back, like a high percentage amount of the time, they throw it out.
Wait, what?
What?
I want to know how you know this.
Jennifer, how do I know? My wife told me this. It's her fault if it's not true.
Yeah, right. We need verification. Is she there?
She is, but I think she put her headphones on not to bother me.
Well, all right, I understand
that. Oh, hi, honey. What about Amazon throwing all that stuff out? Who told you that? What? Remember we said when you return stuff to Amazon?
Amazon Asia.
Oh, no. Remember you said if you send it back, they get rid of it? Well, she just said, yeah, that's what happens. But what's your source?
She's her source.
She can't remember. But she came up with this great phrase, or one of our friends did. When, you know, the boxes start coming from Amazon, she calls it Amazonesia.
It's so true.
It's like, what did I order?
It's so true. To me, I get giddy because I have forgotten what it was. And then I open it up and like, for example, the other day, it was a shelf. Do you know you can order? I need an extra shelf.
Jennifer's putting together a shelf right now? From Amazon. Right now, right, honey? She is.
That timing freaky?
Yeah. Oh, that's
but
so funny.
I also pass the return date and then end up taking it to Goodwill. So I have that similar thing.
Yeah.
And I have a question. If somebody offers you, I've gotten much better at saying no to hand-me-downs, gifts, whatever it might be.
Yeah,
because
me
I'm
too.
With you on that. It's clutter. Mm-hmm. It starts to be clutter.
It is. People say, what do you want for your birthday? And nobody asks me anymore because I don't want anything. And you know when you get those goodie bags? Like Disney once sent me a big box with like an interesting corkscrew. Like maybe it was a Seven Dwarf corkscrew. And no wine, a big box. And then I thought, did someone at the mailroom at my agent's office take the wine? But I don't know. Look, how stupid and how suspicious I am. I don't think that happened because I asked around other people and they said, no, the New Yorker. Jennifer just texted me. She's standing down there, but she texted me.
Yeah, right.
And she went like this. When I looked down, she went like this with her phone, like, read your text. Read your text.
I heard the ding.
And I'm going to send this to you. The name of the article is What Happens to All the Stuff We Return? And they make it so easy for you to send it back. And, you know, the minute you go to UPS and just drop the item off without even a box, but they throw it out.
Well, how does that serve them?
Do they throw it out there or do they take it miles to a giant dump?
Who knows? Because their profit margin is huge.
It's huge. I understand.
And you can find anything. You can find a shelf on Amazon.
Yes.
You can find hard to find 36-inch jeans that stretch, 36-inch seam.
Seven Dwarf wine openers.
You can probably get that too.
Available same day delivery.
Mm-hmm. No, I try to stay away from that because speaking of not simple, that's a complicated move. Okay, well, I'm buying it off Amazon, but what harm is this causing? What damage is it doing? Blah, blah, blah. But it's so convenient and I can find anything and I can get it tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. A person who is committed to a simple life should probably refrain from using companies like those, but I'm not there yet.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Jade, what other parts of your life embrace the philosophy of leading a simple life? Like, what else do you do on a day-to-day basis, would you say?
Not much. I live in a small town. I moved out of LA.
Know that?
Yeah. And we have this very simple house. Like when I was living in LA, yeah. It costs so much to run this house, electricity,
oh yep.
And all that stuff. We pay our electricity at this little house by writing a check.
On paper.
And we send it in. Yeah, we've gotten very, very simple. I mean, we had kind of all the bells and whistles in
yep.
LA. And I'm so happy to get away from it.
Yep, yep.
We grow vegetables.
Yep. Oh, boy.
We're not really successful yet, but
intention.
We're figuring
intention.
It out. Intention.
Yep. Yeah.
Yesterday, I didn't drive my car at all.
Uh-huh.
I walk everywhere. It's like a 3-minute walk down to the main drag.
Oh, my God.
I know all of the people. I'm like the mayor of this town. I walk through. Hey, hey, hey.
I
love it.
I would vote for you. Yep.
Thank
Wait,
you.
So it's 3 minutes to walk. So if you need groceries, you're walking to get them.
Oh, yeah. If right. I'm going to get a smoothie or I want to get my cup of coffee, I have three different places that I go to.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's the simple pleasures.
Yes.
This sounds almost too good to be true, Jane. Is mm-hmm. there a milkman?
I bet there is. We just don't drink milk. We're almond yep. milk people. Of course we are.
Mm. Yep. No. Of course you are.
We're those kinds of lesbians.
As you're describing this town, for some reason, I'm also imagining it as taking place in a different era. Like that you're not with us in 2023 in a good way. That you
kind
are
kind of in Mayberry.
So, yeah.
It's kind of Mayberry for 2024.
Yes. I keep thinking it's 2024, by the way. I keep seeing friends who have, and I'm doing the math of like, okay, wait, you have a kid. Jane, I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. Scott, I always forget, a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Nine and about to be 11.
Nine and 11.
Oh, goodness. You were completely off on that.
I was completely off. I put my ages on Scott's. Scott, I was moving quickly, and I know that you don't have a 6-year-old. But I got the 9-year-old, right? I always go to that piece too. Like, okay, well, how old am I getting? But the thing is that we can't go that far ahead right now. We have to focus on the here and now. And that is part of the simple life. Do you do this thing too where, like, I was just at the grocery store this morning. And what happens to me is I become so, it's the paradox of choice. You know, that thing where it's like,
yeah,
oh, there's too much.
Yeah.
And I think, okay, you have the ability not to make this complicated. You, Ellie, have that ability. You can just choose one and not look back. In this case, I was looking at salmon. I thought you don't have to, like, examine all of the salmon packages. You can just pick one. So there is something to just like, think of all the time you save.
Ellie, how long were you standing indecisive in the salmon aisle?
Well, there was some peculiar activity going on next to me. So I was sort of observing that. So it took a little longer. But the actual task of the salmon. 45 seconds.
That's a long time to choose salmon. We don't want to like second guessed by not only other people, but ourselves. Now, what I do is I choose quickly. Yep. I have an Aries moon, you guys. I make my damn decisions.
What is that? What Aries is?
Yeah, fast.
Okay. Oh,
and when it's your moon,
it's
what you do that makes you feel emotionally okay. So I make quick decisions, and then I end up regretting them and having to go back and fix things. Okay. I mean, that's why Amazon keeps coming to my house sometimes.
Right.
And like I said, I'm really trying to get mindful of it so I don't have to keep sending it back.
Amazonnesia. What is Taurus?
Taurus moon?
Or I don't know. If I'm May 2nd, I'm a Taurus. What's Taurus moon?
Oh, you're a Taurus sun. You have a sun sign, you have a moon sign, you have a rising sign. And I really focus on people's moons because it tells a lot about how they are emotionally. And as a Cancer sun, I care about that. You know, your chart is a whole story. So this is just your sun, which is very important. It's your essence. Taurus suns, let me tell you what a Taurus sun is. Stable. You obviously have other going on. Stable. Patience.
No.
Yeah, we got to look at your whole chart.
I got to look at all.
Stable, patient, stubborn.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I'm going to look up my moon after this.
Okay.
Because I got.
I can do it for you right now.
Well, how do you do it so fast? Is it just my birthday?
Yeah, we would go to your birthday in a thing called an ephemeris, which is now online.
Jane, I'm very impressed because here I was expecting conversation about simple things. And so far, you've really held court on Amazon logistics and the signs of the moon and the stars.
The signs of the moon couldn't be simpler, Scott.
No, all that is so complex.
Well, it seems like the cosmos seems pretty complicated to me, Ellie.
You're right. Jane and Scott, you're right. You're right.
But you know what? There's something about focusing on that, which I do a lot. I love astrology. I love getting into the minutiae of it, but I don't have other things in my life keeping me from that. So I think the simple life is like simply directing yourself toward what you really love.
Yes.
And then it's kind of a journey, if you will, about letting go of the shoulds. Like I should be doing this. I should be doing that one. Yep. Actually, I kind of just want to sit on my balcony and watch the sun move across the sky.
I want to ask you about that because this is something that I think about a lot because I know that self-care is very hot in pop culture right now, okay?
Yes.
But I also know that it's a philosophy as old as time.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you should take care of yourself. But when you say, no, I want to sit and watch the sun, that is stripping excess away and sitting down and focusing on the here and now.
Yeah.
Many would argue that's the key to life.
Yeah.
I don't know what my question is.
Yeah, I kind of sense what it is, so I'm going to jump in there.
Please.
There's this book called The Master and His Emissary by this guy named Ian McGilchrist, and he talks about the two hemispheres of the brain.
Yep.
We're very much a left brain society,
yep.
which is not looking at the whole. We're focusing on the parts.
Yes.
The right brain sees things whole, and it connects two things like watching the sun without burning your retinas, by the way.
Right.
You don't
ever
stare directly at the sun. Watching the sun go around needs to be the master.
Yes.
That part of your brain. And the left, it's emissary. And we've switched that.
I mean, have you always embraced that? Like you moved from Los Angeles and
I'm an hour and 20 from Los Angeles, yes.
A drive.
I moved out of the city. And,
and out of time. But you did. And did you make that decision based on where you said, oh, I've had enough of running this house and all the things that come with it? Was it like, was there any specific event?
No, and that's kind of no offense, but it's kind of like a left brain question. Because we go, when did it happen?
See, I'm so on my left.
Yes, so you and everybody else, including me, you know, and luckily Jennifer and I are together on this.
Good.
It happened very organically.
Yep.
And we found ourselves here and we're like, oh, how did we get here? I could have never done this on my own.
Yeah. Oh, well, that is a beautiful, I mean, that's beautiful. You mean you couldn't have done it without her?
Oh, sure. I guess I wasn't saying that, but I... but you know what?
I'm trying to get you in good with Jennifer.
Yeah.
I was doing you a favor.
Yeah. No, but it is true. There is something about having a partner in it. It's funny. We're partners, but we're very individual people.
Oh, same.
But it fits perfectly for us. You know, sometimes I go through a whole day of being at home and she's at home and I haven't seen her once.
Yep.
I haven't crossed paths with her once.
Yes. I have the same thing. Scott, do you have the same thing with Vanessa?
I mean, she doesn't work from home, so I don't have She's that out, exact yeah. experience. She's very task-oriented. She's a woman of action,
she
like
is.
Yourself, makes extremely fast decisions, often has to make them four or five or six times because
I
the
like
first
Vanessa.
Cracks were yeah, all
I get her.
Wrong. Yeah, but no, she likes to-do lists.
Yeah.
She and I have joked, and you probably have some insight about this. What is the opposite of a procrastinator?
You get out ahead of it.
Yeah.
Anything needs to be, the instant there's an awareness of it, it needs to be completed.
Oh. That's me too. Astrologically, I think is kind of a Virgo and Aries type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm constantly trying to get ahead of things. Oh, gotta get toilet paper.
That strikes me. It's a little at odds with I mean, it seems like the master
life,
and
yeah.
the emissary.
That's why she's seeking it, Scott. That's why she's after it.
Exactly.
Because of that, Scott.
You can't shut that stuff off, and that's my nature. Look, I'm not going to change my nature, and I will never be without toilet paper. I will never be without dishwashing liquid.
Yes.
I always am going to have it. And if I am, I am in the car or on my feet so fast to get that taken care of. That is just my nature.
I like that acceptance of your nature. I am a tightly wound person. I am always stressed out. Doesn't matter what it is. I'm stressed about it. And accepting that. Like what? I'm 43. I'm going to change that? No, that's
my
nature.
No, that's your personality. That's why I love astrology. You look at that and go, oh, that's where that is.
Yes.
And how are you responsible for that? That's just
exactly. It's comforting.
It's your little
in that
meat
way,
suit.
Right?
It's your mechanism. It's how you operate
right.
in this world.
So I was just about to ask. Oh, because I'm like that too. I'm always stocked.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you've stripped away some of the excess, how are you with throwing out relics of your life, basically?
Oh, I have none of that.
Now, how do you feel about that?
Well, here, I'm looking at my shelves and I've got things on them.
Yeah.
Things I like to look at, but if you took them all away, I wouldn't care. Like I get cards and I kiss them and I throw them out.
That's what Vanessa does.
That's what Vanessa
did. Oh my God, Vanessa.
You've never seen something faster in your life than the moment that she's opened a card and it meets the trash can. Like,
well, Jane kisses it.
Yeah, at least I kiss it.
Yeah.
I gotta tell Vanessa to do it. At least show a little respect.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Kiss the card before you just throw it in the garbage.
If someone comes with a wrapped present or something, like, look, I know you don't like, and I'm like,
yeah.
Where am I going to put that?
I know. Okay, so I was just at my parents' house, and they mentioned for the umpteenth time, you really got to get your stuff out of here.
Well, how much stuff do you have in your parents' home, Ellie?
It surprised you, Scott. They have a basement.
Like letter jackets, a closet full of high school letter jackets.
Are you saying
citizenship awards?
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what it is. So over Christmas, I'm going to do it. But I feel very conflicted about it because I feel like, oh, if I'm throwing away... I mean, I guess you hang on to photos, but it's like little, I don't know, journal entries you wrote. I don't want to throw those out. That's
journal entries?
Oh, yeah, baby.
No.
But do you, you have no problem throwing that out?
Oh, the minute I write them, they're gone. And I don't keep a journal anymore.
Maybe I take myself too seriously and I shouldn't hang on to that stuff.
Oh, no. I don't know.
You just inspired me.
Ellie, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but my childhood home... burned to the ground.
Scott, I'm so sorry.
2 weeks before my wedding, I no longer lived in my childhood home. There was an electrical fire and the whole house burned, baby.
Scott, what? This has never come up.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Well, I'm sharing it now. And everyone was safe, got out of the house, but everything inside completely destroyed.
Huh, that
and
sounds
the
kind
insurance...
of... It sounds kind of, I mean, I think terrible, but, you know.
You're anticipating what I was about
to
say,
please,
Jane.
Oh, please, no, I don't want to do that.
I think you might have been guessing that there's some liberation that comes with that.
I was going to say cleansing, but it was like...
To me, in all honesty, it was mostly funny because it wasn't my house. And it's kind of funny to be able to say like, oh, yeah, my mom and dad's house just burned to the ground.
So, and laugh about it.
Then they rebuilt it. The fire insurance people came and they're like, yep, it wasn't your fault. And then they rebuilt it and they got like a new inside of their house.
Wow.
But every once in a while, it is sad because it's like... Oh, Dad, do you have any pictures of like when you were a kid? It's like, sure don't. Do you have those? Do you have those old Star Trek figures you're always talking about? No, I don't. They melted right into the carpet.
What I like about that is it was out of your control. It's like when you cede control to a greater power, in this case, the electrical fire, great.
The universe did our purging for
That's
us.
That's exactly.
Yes.
It. I mean, I'm not hoping for a fire on any of us, but I see the silver lining there. Jane, what?
What?
I interrupted.
There was a lull in our conversation.
There was a lull, and I thought and we all three smiled at each other, thinking about the fire.
It's a little tricky. I don't know. I think I might have derailed us by talking about house fire.
Well, I think what you did, at least my experience of this is, it's such a big thing that you just brought up. It's like enforced simplicity.
It was so big that it like struck us all into silence. Yeah.
I was kind of going, I wonder how I can burn my house down and then get it rebuilt.
The format of the show is that Ellie talks to an interesting guest for about, I don't know, 20 minutes, and Scott nods along and then just comes in and wrecks
and destroys it.
I'm the house fire of this podcast.
Okay. You are. You're the pod fire.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
I want to show you guys something. This is my inbox.
What? All I see are three multicolored squares
inbox
by different colors.
It says you're all done.
What?
Now, I file them and I'm almost off the grid.
I'm looking at mine and I'm not bragging. There's 20,336 emails. Those are just the emails that I have, right? They're not unread.
Yeah, they're not unread. But I actually had them get rid of everything I went through, because I figure if anything is important, like documentation, agent has it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Right.
Yeah.
But don't you, one of my favorite things and what I love about—
You say voicemails, don't you?
I mean, yes, I do, Jane. You just hit the—
We're different people.
We're different people. I love looking back. My sister just said, Ellie, can you find this email? I found it in no time at all. I love it. It's such a little archive, but you don't love it.
No.
Because you like the simplicity.
It feels like a weight on my shoulders. And when I let that go, I feel so good. Now, granted, there are sometimes I go, oh, Right. I can't believe I deleted that. But it rarely happens.
Where is your worry cup?
It used to be full
of
different things. I'm going to probably regret saying this. I don't have anything in my worry cup about myself anymore.
Oh, wow.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't worry about money. I mean, I'm lucky that, you know, we're in a business.
Yes.
When you do well, they pay us very well.
Yes.
I don't worry about relationships. I have like two friends and I've always kind of just, and they're the same two friends I've had for
probably more than two years. Right. Oh, see, that's You just need
circle.
One or two. Inner
yeah,
circle.
You just need
oh,
one.
I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have tertiary, but I have as much as I need and want.
Yep.
With, you know, Jennifer and her son, Harry, lives with us, and our dog, Mildred. We're pretty happy people.
Yep. My worry cup, and I try to get better at this, but I will put, you know, oh, that girl, oh, but she thought I was talking to her, but I was actually talking to the person past her. That's like seven ice cubes right there in the worry cup.
Yeah,
and it's like,
I bet.
Get it out of there. Empty that worry cup. I heard another great visual the other day, which was, I mean, please, this is like so obvious, but to water.
I love that you heard a visual. Go ahead.
I know. I was thinking that too. That's what should be in my worry cup. The fact that I'm hearing visuals. I should be worried.
No, you shouldn't. You should embrace that.
Yes. It's my superpower.
It's your superpower.
It's my superpower. Scott, do you worry?
I worry constantly.
Do you?
And actually, from my perspective, Jane, seeing that inbox zero, that's a watershed moment for me because that's what the simple life is, right? Once you get to the inbox zero, that allows you to sit and admire the quality of the light. And I just have not been able to get to inbox zero yet. It's something that I admire in my wife, also a very quick,
she's
and decisive
efficient.
Person, right? It's like, oh, so much stress in order to achieve... Oh, wait, all the items on the to-do are crossed off.
Yeah.
And that's like nirvana.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You've inspired me, quite truthfully.
Are you a good sleeper, Jane? Like, do you sleep well?
I don't sleep so well.
Yeah.
I get enough hours, but my dreams suck.
In what way?
They're like the landscape of my dreams are like hopeless.
Oh, no.
And futile.
Oh, no.
And... I'm trying to get something done and I can't. There's a depressiveness.
Oh, no. So they're just downers. They're not like
they're kind of downers.
Really... Oh,
do you have nice dreams?
No, I have wild dreams that don't make... They're this so is... boring to recount because it's like, oh, there was a toilet in the sky or whatever. You know, just like, what? But yours actually have a narrative that's very gray and grim.
Yeah. And here's the saddest part about it. I used to be able to run and get a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And that made everything better.
Yeah.
I can't drink coffee anymore.
Why?
It makes my insides explode.
Oh, no.
And it can ruin the rest of my day.
What happened?
I think it's from years of abuse.
Yeah. I get it. I'm worried that's going to happen to me.
It sounds to me, Jane, like there's a karmic price you pay for the simple life. And that is terrible dreams and coffee intolerance. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Scott, for encouraging me to continue.
I want the simple life, but that's the price. That's the price that we pay.
I feel like I have to say, you know, talking about shoulds and simple and all this, I just have to point out how much joy you've brought not only Scott and me personally, but just the world. So I just have to point that out, Jane, with everything, because we're so grateful to people like you who the world
Ellie,
is that, well, it's difficult out there. And thank you for making it lighter.
And
so thank
back
you.
At you.
No,
Ellie,
no,
back at you. No. Scott, I'm just learning who you are and I'm loving you.
All I do is talk about house fires and derail conversation.
No,
you want
another
tragedy? Let me lay it
I
on you.
I think that was one of the highlights of this talk. Was
I
when we got
too,
to that
Scott.
Because it rendered us silent.
We were all
and which is never a great thing on a podcast, but
we had a moment of reflection.
We did,
Jane.
We let our right brain take over for a while.
We let it just take over. If you have a few minutes, we would love to play a game with you. It's called Love It or Loathe It.
I love the black and white of it.
Okay, yeah,
there's no in between.
No in between. Mm-mm. All right, when we come back, we're going to play a game with Jane Lynch. We are back with Jane Lynch. We are going to play our game that we always play on this podcast. It's called Love It or Loathe It. And Jane, we are going to throw some subjects, topics, things at you. And we want you to tell us whether you love that thing or you loathe it. That thing. There can be no in between.
No in between, no.
Jane, love it or loathe it, hats.
Love.
Yeah.
Not on me. I have a tiny noggin. I look ridiculous in hats.
What?
But go ahead. I do. I have a little head. Oh, and it always looks like the hat is consuming me.
No.
So, but I love a nice hat.
So wait, you love hats, but you yourself don't wear them.
I don't.
So it's a hat admirer.
Yeah, I'm a hat admirer. Yes.
All right.
And I envy those that can't. I'll wear a baseball cap every once in a while.
Yep.
It's the bold choice to wear a hat. I mean, a baseball cap might be an exception, but like you see someone rocking pretty much any other kind of hat and it's hard not to be impressed.
I love it. I love those little caps that guys wear. You know, those little
It's like a bell in the front. Yeah, those are good.
Right. No, my dad used to wear those. They're so cute.
Of course you love it. Yeah. Yeah. My husband wears a lot of hats just purely for protection from the sun.
My dad, too.
Well.
Bald, white head.
No. Michael's worried about his ears.
Well, they easily burn.
People ignore their ears. You got to put the sunblock on the ears, too.
I never do that. Yeah. But can I say something? Mm.
Please.
I've never gotten an ear sunburn.
I feel like I have because I just said, and I know. So was I lying in that moment?
Simple. Keep it simple, Jane, okay?
Keep it simple, man. Don't lie. Yeah. And everything's so complicated. I'm going to have to make up a story when I got my ears burned as a child. Not wearing a hat.
See? It's got real messy.
Jane, love it or loathe it, you obviously have a wonderful Christmas album. So love it or loathe it, baby, it's cold outside.
Loathe it.
Skeeziest Christmas tune there is, right?
It is, even without the date rape. I'm sick of it.
I know.
We don't have that on our album.
I can't disagree with you. I was trying to think of some positive spin, but no, it's an insane song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jane, love it or loathe it, Impossible Burgers.
Loathe.
Oh, why?
I don't like the taste of them. I was a vegan for 1 year, was never in better shape, but I tried to like them.
Yep.
Ugh.
I'm with you. Do you know what? I don't like that they try to taste like meat.
That's what Jennifer said. My wife, she's been vegetarian forever. And she said, I don't eat meat because I don't like meat.
That's it. I tried to get a veggie burger at the diner because I like veggie burgers. I like them. Mm-hmm. They're like sort of gross in a way that I really love.
But you acquire a taste for that grossness, don't you?
Yes. And I couldn't get it because they only had Impossible Burger. But clearly there's a demand for them. Scott?
Yeah.
I think that you've put your finger on something, Jane, because here's what I think about Impossible Burgers. I'm not a vegetarian, although I should probably eat less meat. What I would love is if they mix them together.
Ew.
So it's like, half of my burger is fake that it maybe might pass if it were mixed with the real meat.
Okay, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You guys, what? It's not insane.
I think you peaked with the hot electrical fire of your parents' house.
Wait, hear me out, okay? My negative meat impact is reduced by half.
Right.
And my taste experience is largely the same. But Impossible will never do that because they're marketing to the vegetarians who don't like meat.
Scott.
It is a failed strategy. The vegetarians don't like the fake meat, and the meat eaters want some real meat. Mix it together is what I say.
I have many thoughts. Scott, I do think there's an audience for that. I truly do. I think there are people like you who are trying to cut back on their meat intake but still love the taste. And I'd be lying to myself if I'm not dying to tell you that I've come up with a name for your burger.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. What is it?
The Semi-Possible. It's a Semi-Possible burger.
What I was expecting you to say is just possible.
Oh, maybe, is that better? It's possibly a burger. All great names. Scott, it's a disgusting invention.
Terrible idea.
It will never come true.
Enough. You know, they're not all winners. Love it or loathe it, Jane. Ireland.
Love. I'm a citizen of Ireland.
Are you an Irish citizen?
What?
I just got my passport My grandmother and grandfather were born in Ireland, and so you can apply for citizenship. So I got all the paperwork, which was not an easy task.
I believe you.
And I actually received my passport a couple months ago.
Jane, I am so envious. Good for you.
I have never been to Ireland. I've always wanted to go. What is the best thing about it, would you say?
It's about the greenest green you've ever seen in your life. The people are so nice, but they're not like over-the-top sappy.
Right.
Like, they don't give a shit that your grandmother was born in Ireland. But, like, the little towns are a combination of medieval buildings made out of stone.
Yep.
And then at the business level of those buildings, they'll have, like, a 4-star Michelin restaurant.
Right. Lush, verdant, gorgeous.
Yes, it's,
and now
shades
you're,
of green
yours.
You've never seen. And now I own it.
Yeah, and now you own it. Congratulations.
So American.
Jane, love it or loathe it, online reviews.
Loathe.
Yeah.
Loathe.
Yep.
Any kind of commentary online, I don't like. Like, I know you have a podcast. If I had a podcast, I would say, I don't care what anybody thinks. You know, I know that that's how you have to grow it. Like, we really care what you think.
I know it.
But the whole online thing is for people to almost be contrary as a way to get attention.
Yeah.
Just tell me in the first line, do you like this, you know, fucking bookshelf?
Everyone suddenly has a microphone and some of them aren't helpful.
As an Amazon connoisseur, Jane, do you look at the star ratings?
I do.
But Scott, I don't count that as an online review, although I guess it is.
Keep it short. It's the shortest possible.
It is the
one
shortest
out of five.
Yeah, right.
And you don't have to be crazy and write a long thing.
No.
Just to click those stars. And hopefully the wisdom of crowds will help you buy, you know, a nice shelf.
Yeah.
Jane, you're not going to like this one.
Ooh.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
It's suggested by one of our online reviewers.
Oh, boy.
Someone online went on iTunes, suggested this Love It or Loathe It.
Uh-oh.
Going to afternoon movies.
Love it.
Yes.
I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But I used to.
Yep.
Back in the 90s.
Yep.
I was just talking to Jennifer about this. I went to movies by myself. Remember the Los Feliz Theater?
Yes.
It's on Vermont.
Yes.
I don't care what they were playing. I went there.
I loved
independent
theater.
Films. I loved going into a theater in the afternoon and getting popcorn or maybe Reese's and a big Diet Coke.
Yes, always.
Oh,
diet. Yep.
My God.
I
loved
it. It's so sneaky.
Yeah.
Part of the joy for me is just going alone. And
going
just
alone
away
spontaneously.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you love that. All right. Love it or loathe it. Tap credit cards.
Love it.
Oh.
I feel so young and hip when I do it.
I know.
Beep. How about you?
I happen to loathe it because I
you can never find where to put it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Never works. Always end up inserting it. Didn't know I had the tap feature until recently. And I loathe it.
Oh, Ellie, you just got to learn because everybody goes through a process because swiping is fun. Then we were in that insert phase.
Yeah.
I don't like inserting. Nobody likes
inserting. The swiping
inserting.
I always got wrong because I'm locationally challenged.
And
I didn't
also,
get it.
It's speed dependent.
That's
right?
True.
I always thought, oh, do it slow, let it read it. No, you have to do it quickly, I think.
Well, what you have to do with the tap is you just have to take a moment and wait for the light for the tap to come up.
Yeah.
There's a little icon for the tap. You have to wait just a second.
Yep.
Where it says tap or sign, like, boop.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
When we end this conversation, I'm looking at my card. I'm locating the tap icon.
Yeah, and wait for that thing to light up.
All right.
Just a second.
Yet again, bringing some light to my life. Thank you for that, Jane. I came in with such energy for my loathing it. So I'm going to transfer that energy to knowing how to do it, which thank you
Good.
For that.
Because it's hard to hate.
It's hard to hate.
So much easier to love.
I know.
Than
love. It takes more energy to hate it.
Yeah, it does.
Jane,
it does.
We want to ask, is there anything specific that you would like to plug? Any projects?
Oh, sure. Well, really, the only thing I can, this is my life, is this Swinging Little Christmas. I love Christmas. I love these people. That's Kate Flannery, Tim Davis, and the Tony Guerrero Quintet. And we're going to be all over the country starting just after Thanksgiving. So we'll be at Joe's Pub for 6 shows and then just all over the country. And it's about 3 weeks we'll be gone.
Jane, I also am a lover of Christmas and the holiday season and all of the people you just named. We cannot wait for this tour. Thank you for doing it. It's such an uplifting, beautiful concert tour. Thank you. Jane, it has been such a delight talking with you. Thank you so much for being here.
Same here, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dinkla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.